Peatlands are among the world's most important ecosystems. They're a type of wetland made up of partially decomposed plants and sometimes animal matter. Peatlands store about a third of the world's soil carbon, but they're also vulnerable to development and climate change. Kara Holsoppel of the Allegheny Front went out to see one with scientists in southwestern Pennsylvania.
When I meet up with a group of scientists in the parking lot of Laurel Summit State Park in Westmoreland County, there are clues about what we're in for.
I always go with a hiking pole, which is especially good for wetlands, for testing out how deep the water is or how far you might sink in.
David Yaney is an ornithologist with the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. His colleague, Marianne Ferretti, is suiting up.
Everyone else is going with knee boots. I didn't bring mine, so I'm going to go with chest waders.
Ferretti is an ecologist with the Conservancy and the monitoring and assessment manager for this effort to study 30 peatland sites in Pennsylvania, which are mostly in the northern part of the state. But it's just a short walk along a gravel trail here to see one. Ephraim Zimmerman is a plant community ecologist and, like his colleagues, part of the Pennsylvania Natural Heritage Program, which looks at rare species and habitat in the state.
This is a red oak mixed hardwoods forest that's up at the top of this ridge.
We're about 2,700 feet above sea level, pretty high for this part of the state. Along the trail, we see rhododendron, pink mountain laurel, and a lot of thigh-high ferns in the shade. And then...
there's some blueberry bushes.
Ferretti points out the sunny wetland as we leave the hardwoods behind us. Clusters of carnivorous pitcher plants are blooming, with tall purple flowers. They look like upside-down umbrellas. A few species of dragonflies zoom about.
So Spruce Flats Bog is the name of this locality, but it has no spruce here.
Apparently, Zimmerman says, the frontier people and workers who logged this area called any conifer tree a spruce. But what's left in this wetland are some pine and hemlocks that the loggers didn't get 100 years ago. Spruce Flats Bog is also home to many common animal species, like deer and bear. But a butterfly called the bog copper relies on the wild cranberry of peatland habitat. And of course, there are birds, says Ganey.
There was a Canada warbler singing over here, and Canada warbler is one of our top focal species.
These are birds they're paying special attention to because the need for conservation is so high. In Canada, they're listed as threatened. Ganey says they have a boreal affinity, boreal meaning north. Ephraim Zimmerman says that's what makes these places in Pennsylvania so unusual.
In Maine and Wisconsin and in Canada, where you have these vast expanses of these boreal ecosystems, we have something that's kind of a remnant, a southern extreme of this type.
We head off the trail and the ground starts to become less solid within a couple of minutes. Soon it's like walking on a waterbed across stretches of moss, and it smells a little like a wet basement.
You made it to plot number one.
Here, Zimmerman takes a soil core sample to get a better picture of what's happening in the muck beneath our feet.
So I'm cutting through the roots and the living material of the sphagnum.
He slices at it with a small knife and removes it. Then he grabs onto a longer tool that looks like a pogo stick with a sharp end.
This is the soil auger, and this is what you can do to get the deeper material. I can't reach my hand down that much farther.
Peatland is acidic. There's little oxygen, so the plants here decompose slowly, and the soil core samples tell a story.
Some of our peatlands, we've seen that there would be a layer of undecomposed peat, and then there would be a layer of very decomposed plant material, and then another undecomposed layer. So some kind of shift happened. Many hundreds of years' data is found within these peatlands.
Climate change could alter the ecosystem here. Climate models predict more wet weather for Pennsylvania. Zimmerman says that could mean the entire water table rises, pushing the wetland out into the surrounding trees. Ferretti says the trees in this wetland act like straws, sucking up water. Then it evaporates into the atmosphere. Hotter temperatures could increase evaporation, creating different patterns of drying here.
The purpose of the work that we're doing is beginning to document what's here, and without that good solid baseline data, we don't have a comparison for just future scenarios.
Yaney says when they come back in 5 to 7 years to do the next round of sampling, they'll see how conditions have changed.
A really important thing is to be able to provide this information to land managers and conservation groups.
Zimmerman says one thing they know for sure is that change is constant. This wetland will someday become a shrub swamp and then revert back into a hemlock forest, if the hemlock woolly adelgid pest doesn't kill them first.
The more that you protect large areas like this and connected landscapes, you can protect the high-quality small areas within that larger matrix.
That way, the plants and animal species in this special little pocket of habitat have a chance to adapt and survive, whatever the future brings. For Here and Now, I'm Kara Holsapple.